CAA Media Day today, college football. And to get some reactions to all that went on today, we're joined on the telephone on the other side of the tunnel, apparently by Maine Black Bear head coach Nick Charlton. Yeah, all is good on the road there, Coach?
All is good. I apologize for the delay.
No, it's quite all right. What are they making you take the train home? Is that a budget thing?
Trying to be real workmanlike, you know. No, we're figured Mason got delayed on his flight, him and Ernest. So I'm actually going to beat him back up north. So it worked out for me.
Well, let's talk about what went on today. First of all, the poll came out. I know these things don't mean anything to coaches, but good God, you finished number 4 in the country. You got a ton of talented people back. How do they pick the Black Bears 3rd in the CAA?
That's a great question. You know, it's like you just said, though, it's out of our control. You know, it's all preseason stuff. And, you know, I'm actually kind of happy about it because it always helps with the motivation factor. And at the end of the day, it just kind of is what it is. And we got to go back it up on the field.
Well, on the flip side of things, a lot of respect when it came to the all-conference teams. 6 starters, honorable mention as well for some guys. And clearly the people who voted understand there's some talent on this team.
Yeah, there's some great players. And, you know, across the senior and junior class and then into the underclassmen, we got some great players. You know, I think the polls, a lot's going to get made out of that. And I was joking with somebody today. When we get picked 9th, we get aggravated, but now we're getting picked 3rd and we get aggravated. So it's year to year, and use it as motivation and those things, but it's out of your control, and I'm happy for the players who got recognized. They deserve it.
I'm always interested in how people outside of this area who don't follow your team that closely, how they view the Black Bears. What kind of questions did they ask you? Were they surprised at the season you put together last year?
I mean, it's the questions about the expectations and about how we were able to do what we did and those type of things. So, you know, it's a lot of the same stuff. And I think my biggest thing is it's going to be a different team. 2019 is different than 2018, and the expectation level is, of course, high, but we want that. We want there to be expectations. We want people to expect us to win. And I think, fortunately, we have some players coming back and staff. So I feel very, very confident in that. But you got to go do it. And that's going to be the big question, obviously, but that's okay. We want that.
We're talking with Maine football coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. Well, it won't be long. Is it 1 week from today, players report?
We practice on the 1st, so it's amazing how time flies by, but we're going to be rolling here pretty soon.
Are there some decisions left to be made when it comes to the starting lineup, or are you pretty well set on what you'll roll out on August 30th against Sacred Heart?
No, there's some spots. I mean, anytime you have guys that have started for multiple years, you know, I think they deserve the benefit of the doubt and to be able to say they're the starter. But there's some spots. You know, anytime you're starting 22 different guys just on offense and defense, there's going to be competition. And there's plenty of that. It's across special teams as well. So there's a lot to be decided. And, you know, this is a different team. We have 30 new players, actually. I was looking at it today. So there's definitely a challenge there, and there's some new guys, so there'll be some competition.
Who's the backup quarterback? Not that you'll tell us, but I have to ask.
Oh, hard-hitting stuff right there. right now it's Ryan Walsh. You know, he's the next guy, and he needs to have a great training camp, and we have high expectations for him. You know, he played a little bit, started the Villanova game. We expect him to play well, and then there's a couple guys behind him. We have some new players as well. Grant Hartley's been here. Joe Fagano's a player that got here in July, a kid from Pennsylvania. We have high expectations for him. It's about how fast they can assume the information mentally, and then, of course, they play.
How are the new coaches adjusting and acclimating to being here in Maine?
They're great. They're good guys. They want the best for the players. You know, relationships are really, really important. So I feel very strong about the guys that we hire. And anytime that you hire different coaches, I either need to know them or work with them, or I need somebody I trust who did that. And that's just the nature of this business. And I have a lot of confidence in our staff. And it's definitely an exciting time. And change is good. Change is good. It's good to have new guys in here. There's some remainders from the last staff. And I think it's a really quality staff. I'm very happy about it.
Nick, are you going to go with what you did last year? And in past years there was a number of years where the Black Bears had individual game captains. Last year, you had captains for the season. Is that the way you'll go this year?
Yeah, we'll have season caps. So we'll be deciding on that in camp. Yep.
Well, I look around that roster. You have, and that's the beauty of this team. You have so many guys who, whether they have the designation or not, are leaders, and that's got to make you feel good going into the season.
Yeah, and that was what I liked about it last year when Joe and I came to that decision. You know, let's see who the players really think are the leaders, and then the guys that did not get selected, we brought them in and spoke to them as well, and just said, hey, you know, you're not a captain, but this is important, and you're a senior leader. We'll have great competition for that.
Who's a guy, every year this happens, and often with more...
One, it could be four.
Who's the guy, Nick, because we see this every year, that often with more than one guy, that was a red shirt last year but played great in practice, and then all of a sudden appears to us, not being at practice every day, to come out of nowhere. Who's one of those guys that you know is going to be a real strong contributor as a first-time player this year?
A first-time player this year. That's a good question. I'm gonna go with somebody really under the radar. I'm gonna go with Matias Stalso on the offensive line. I got him. He's out of Denmark. He went to Taft School. I think he's a tremendous player. He works very hard. He's one of the strongest guys in the weight room. I think he's gonna challenge for a starting spot up front.
Wow.
On the defensive side, Josh Lezen won our most improved in the spring. So it's not that quality of a pick, because it's a little premeditated. But Josh is going to play for us. He's a very good player. So those are the two guys I'd probably say right now.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to be up there at practice and get this thing rolling. Nick, always great to talk with you. Thanks for making time for us. Have a safe trip on that train, and we'll see you up at practice soon.
Thanks, Rich. Look forward to seeing you.
It's Nick Charlton, head coach of the Maine Black Berries. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718.